Hard to tell, Roland said. There's got to be 100 holes in this hill alone. Come. Roland led the way back around the boulder where Jake had found the stiff black hairs, and once he was there, he began to methodically scuff away the tracks Mordred had left behind.
Why are you doing that?
Jake asked, more sharply than he had intended. There's no need for Eddie and Susanna to know about this, Roland said. He only means to watch, not to interfere in our business, at least for the time being.
How do you know that?
Jake wanted to ask, but that twinge came again, the one that absolutely couldn't be jealousy, and he decided not to. Let Roland think whatever he wanted. Jake, meanwhile, would keep his eyes open. And if Mordred should be foolish enough to show himself... It's Susanna I'm most concerned about, Roland said. She's the one most likely to be distracted by the chap's presence, and her thoughts would be the easiest for him to read.
Because she's its mother, Jake said.
He didn't notice the change of pronoun, but Roland did. The two of them are connected, aye. Can I count on you to keep your mouth shut?
Sure.
And try to guard your mind. That's important as well.
I can try, but...
Jake shrugged in order to say that he didn't really know how one did that. Good, Roland said, and I'll do the same. The wind gusted again. Bridge over Troubled Water had changed to, Jake was pretty sure, another Beatles tune. The one with the chorus that ended, beep, 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 yeah. Did they know that one? In the dusty, dying towns between Gilead and Magus? Jake wondered. Were there shebs in some of those towns that played Drive My Car Jag Time on out-of-tune pianos while the beams weakened and the glue that held the worlds together slowly stretched into strings and the worlds themselves sagged?